And now, you're tuned into Tampa Bay's RBLR Sports.
Hi, hello, how are ya? My name is Liz, this is Tom DePinto, and welcome to RBLR Sun. We would not know what the music was coming. We were just told to expect spooky. So
that was
as much as a surprise for you as it was for me.
This is all very spooky.
Yes. Tom, how are you doing today?
I'm so scared constantly, yeah. But that's unrelated to Halloween. That's just my generalized anxiety. How are you, Liz?
Not bad. I have, I'm very festive, as you can see. I have spooky hat.
Yep. I got my boy back here. We're in the season.
I like it.
Liz, do you got a favorite scary movie? Have you seen any good ones lately?
No.
I've seen. Yeah, no,
I'm really. I don't like scary movies. Though.
Me either. I saw a really good scary movie.
I don't do jump scares.
No.
Yeah.
No, slow burn. I like a real slow psychological type of scary movie. My favorite scary movie that I've seen recently is the last two Tampa Bay Sun games.
Oh yeah, those were terrifying. What a segue! Damn.
We did it. We still got it.
I like it. That was yeah. The problem is the villains was ourselves.
Yeah. The call was coming from inside the house.
Mm-hmm.
See, I know things. Yeah. Boy, it was great to see our girls after so long, right?
Yes. Yes. Very happy they were finally playing. Thought maybe all that time off would be good. Maybe it was bad.
Yeah.
Or maybe something's just still like not clicking all of a sudden. It's a whole thing. So, okay. So we had this first game against Brooklyn.
Right. That was always going to be
the first 4 minutes going great.
Oh my God. We looked like the best team in the league for.
Oh my God. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, this is, that was awesome. 4 minutes in, we got a goal. It's Sidney Nocello. Beautiful. Yeah. No, the game does not end that way. The game ends poorly. The game ends 2-1.
Yeah. There's 90 minutes.
One of those goals definitely being Kristen Edmonds' fault. Like, yeah. I love her, but like, girl.
Yeah. We'll get into that. But I mean, she had her own suite of issues going on that game.
Yeah.
And I mean, personnel is part of it, but yeah, she's a solid player, but yeah, things were not good. Everybody's allowed an off day, you know? But yeah, that Brooklyn game, didn't love it. We came out in the 4-3-3, like we've been doing, pretty typical of us lately. Edmonds, Bissett, Hendrick, Stoudy, the back line, very normal. Hawk's daughter got the start up there with Listro and Jamona. Jamona on the right side, a little different, a little interesting. And up top, Cecily Flo, you can't keep her off the field. She's way too good. Riley Parker got back in, and then Nocello on the right side, I think, where she belongs. So looking at it on paper, I think that's a nice little lineup for us. Maybe you got some new pieces. Jamona on the right's a little different. Hawk's daughter, kind of new in. Things are a little interesting. But man, like you said, it looked incredible for like 10 minutes. We looked like so good.
We just pooped out, I guess. I don't know. Even like around the eighth minute, there was this one little play where Nocello's pretty far out, and she's got the ball. And granted, we know she is the best dribbler in the entire universe, roughly. Yeah. But she had the ball and no one was coming to her. Like, she was just kind of trying to get around like three or four defenders and no one's stepping up. And it's like, I know she's good, but like, can someone maybe help?
Yeah. Yeah. I think both games this past week, that is kind of the issue. It's a lack of help. Especially Sydney can do some crazy things getting up there. There were some really good moments in the Brooklyn game, especially between Jamona and Riley, where they had some really sweet interplay. They look like they've been playing together since the team started practicing, because they're two of the players that have been. And so that's why I want them close to each other. I don't know if Flo is naturally more comfortable on the left, but I don't know. Jamona in the midfield on the right was weird to me. But yeah, it's a lack of help. Nobody's making that final push to follow up when something good happens. Nobody's getting on the end of a cross when it's there. It's
no one's waiting by the back post for something. No one's there for the rebound. It's that kind of thing that we need, those little extra things, those little extra touches that will get you a goal in those really tense situations.
We've seen goals like that where a cross has come through and scored off the back post. Talia Stouty had a great one.
But was Sydney Nicello's goal. It was off a rebound.
It
hit the crossbar and then she kicked it again.
Exactly. Yeah. But it happens, but it almost feels like it's not something they're working on, which they should be, because that looks like our game plan when it works. When nothing works, it looks like we don't have a game plan, and nothing worked outside of the first 10 minutes of that game.
No, and this sounds terrible to say, and I've already said it in our little chat, but like we watched 4 minutes, maybe 10. No, let's go with this. We watched 4 minutes, 5 minutes, if you want to round up, of really good soccer. And then it was 175 minutes of just kind of meh soccer. Why are we watching this?
Yeah. And I know it's been tough and they haven't played together. We had the hurricane, but like, there's only so much you can put blame on like outside stuff. When you step on the field, you step on the field and that's your job. That's your life. You know, even high school kids, you're not getting paid to do it. That's not your job, but they leave that out there, you know? And it almost felt like we're just not doing that. Like there's something else going on with us mentally where we're not there. It's frustrating.
Yeah.
There was, you know, I don't know. Good things early on. I know you said here, Hawk's daughter maybe doesn't look quite integrated. We've kind of spent the last two games swapping Hawk's daughter and Jade Moore back and forth for each other. I guess that's Denise trying to see which one.
Jade Moore is the stronger start.
But I think the issue with Jade is that she's going to get herself in trouble. She's
a little bit of a shithouser.
Yeah. Which I don't know how many more shithousers we need on the field at the same time. She especially in that Spokane game, she was pissing some people off. We're kind of hopping around the games here a little bit, but it's two games at once, basically. So we're kind of.
Yes, and they were roughly the same match.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to pick out bits and moments out of both games. The goal that Spokane scored, Marley Canales off of from distance, a world-class goal, to be fair. But the free kick was given up by Jade. We referees are looking for us at this point. Like, they know we foul. They know we talk trash. We're getting to that reputation where like we're a team that possesses the ball but doesn't do anything with it, and then also will foul you. And that's like, that's not pretty soccer. No one really wants to watch that.
No, I have three words for the Spokane game, and it's self-inflicted turnovers.
Yeah, we got.
Lord, we cannot hold on to the ball to save our lives. Do we even want it?
No.
Nicello, I swear to God, it was. Where is it? I have notes in the. Because honestly, neither one of us wanted to watch the Spokane game because it wasn't good to watch. It wasn't. We weren't playing well. We were just kind of there.
Yeah, it's not. It's frustrating. I think I used to joke like when this podcast started and when the season started, I would say, "Man, that's exciting. I'm excited." I would say that way too much. I'm not excited so much anymore. You know,
I don't think the players are either.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it. It looks like a lot of good players who aren't, I don't know, working together. They don't even look like friends, or you know what I mean? There's not the same anymore.
Yeah, here I have the 72nd minute. I said Nicello looks tired from carrying the entire front line.
Yeah. And it's not like she doesn't have good players around her, but like I think they all want to play the same role. I think they maybe all want to score the goal, and you can't have four goal scorers, you know? And that's where other teams don't have like the same pieces we do, but like Lexington, they almost feel cobbled together. Like, no offense to them, but it's a weird team with a really good coach, and they've got a set piece specialist. They've got a creative goal scorer. They've got a midfield destroyer. They've got all these roles that players are fulfilling, and it's very clear if you watch just a couple of their games. We've watched like every Sun game, and it doesn't feel like we have those same roles. Just soccer players. It
feels like a different team almost every time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and it feels like a different team from start to finish of games, not just from game to game. Who are we going to be at the beginning of the game? We'll probably come out pretty hot, but that's not going to be who we are by the end. And it's frustrating. You know? Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We did look really good. Like, I was super stoked when that Brooklyn game started. Jamona and Parker were making a lot of good things happen. We looked like we were catching them off guard. They didn't expect, you know, they just came off a tough two-game series with Carolina. But I don't, it all went downhill really quick.
I mean, Spokane was especially frustrating because somebody, JD, pointed out in the Heatwave Discord, Spokane's given up 7 goals in the last 3 games.
Yeah.
7 goals. And they kept a clean sheet against us. Yeah. Like, are you kidding me?
Against this roster full of international, you know, ballers. We don't look like that.
No, it's that was what he said that. And that was just staggering. Also, the fact that we somehow had no corners in the Brooklyn game, which yeah. just what? Huh?
It seems impossible for any soccer
yeah.
team.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, that doesn't seem like that literally does not seem like a statistical probability to me.
Yeah, yeah.
In like any given soccer match.
No, we really have like no identity at this point in the season, I think. For a little bit, it was like, oh, we're going to possess and look for an opening. Now we're just possessing for no reason, you know? Like a mean ghost, just possessing for no reason. It's Halloween. We got to fit those in. Yeah, I do think early in that Brooklyn game, I guess it wasn't too early, but there was like an inflection point when Edmonds got hurt. Like, we got worse after 8 minutes, just for no good reason. But when Edmonds got, you know, stuck her leg out and hurt her little leggy or whatever, things got a lot worse. We rely on her. She got beat on that rebound.
And then she should have gotten subbed out.
Yeah. Well, the problem with that Brooklyn game is, who do you put in on your back line? We didn't have any defensive subs.
Stouty.
Stouty was already playing.
Not right, Stouty. Right. I'm sorry.
We had Sawale and we had Timrak, who maybe could have been the two.
No, hold on. I wrote it down. Where did it go? Where did it go?
Write it down. I want to see what you got, Liz. Pull it up. Pull it up real quick.
Edmund should have come off instead of Stouty. Yeah.
Yeah.
Edmund should have come off and Paige went in for Stouty.
And that was a really late sub, too. That was
I don't. I think Paige should be starting.
I think you got to give her a chance at some point. Yeah. Yeah, she's.
I mean, I hate to say it. Edmonds needs to fight for her spot.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah,
God damn it, that one. There's been. I can think of at least 2 instances where she just wasn't on her man, or on her player, whatever you want to say, on her person, and they got around her, and/or she was just like in the worst possible position to be a defender.
Yeah, and I don't know if that was
frustrating because I know how good she is.
She's a veteran, you know. She was with Gotham last year. She knows this. But I don't know if that was
like, what's
she hurt her leg, you know? Was it that?
Do we need to do, like, if we're gonna keep in the Halloween theme, do we need to like sage the practice area or something? Like, we need to bad juju there. I don't know what's going on, but can we fix it?
I don't think the issue though is our defense, you know? Like, we only let in 1 goal against Spokane, 2 against Brooklyn, 1 was a penalty, and it was a soft penalty at that. But the fact of the matter is...
Okay, so that's a valid criticism. We are not scoring at all.
We scored 2 goals in those past 2 games. And it's not like Spokane's a lights-out defense either. There's no reason we should have gotten shut out by them. There's no reason we should have scored 1 goal against Brooklyn. It's not our defense that's the problem, you know? It's the offense letting them down. You can only defend for so long. Eventually, the dam's going to break. And we are not converting chances. Liz, we have a 10.5 conversion rate from shots to shots that go in. It is among the lowest in the league. Lexington, who we're playing, has like a 23%. They score like a fourth of the time they shoot. Why aren't we doing that? What is wrong with us?
We score a tenth, not just 10th, 10% of the time we shoot.
Yeah, 1 in 10 shots. Not good. Like, bad, actually.
So bad. Oh, I shouldn't have done that. Now you see my messy desk. Sorry.
Yeah, right. You're ashamed. It's scary. It's Halloween. No, but like, that's our problem. It's not our defense. It's easy to look at the goals and say, well, it was that defender's fault, or we could have done that differently to prevent that. Whereas there's all these little chances where it's, why didn't we shoot? Why didn't we score? Why didn't we make this pass? And So the issues are further up the field. They're in the middle of the field, and they're at the very end of it too.
Okay, so if we're going to keep on the spooky theme, everyone has to be ghosts, and everybody has a buddy that they have to haunt. Right. And then whenever you see that person and they have the ball, you go help them. You go haunt them by helping them. And then everybody follows each other, and then it's like we have a team.
Like a little skeleton parade. You know how they love to do?
Yeah.
Skeletons always have parades and armies.
We used to do the buddy system in roller derby, man. It works.
We're not buddies on the Tampa Bay Sun. We don't have any buddies. This is less of a Halloween episode and more of a Festivus episode right now. We're just airing our grievances, really. Yeah. Yeah, look, you can't put the blame on Edmonds, I don't think. I could she have done better on
No, not days? Entirely. Absolutely not. It is a team of how many? It's not just her fault, but
yeah, 11. But yes, should she have done better on the first goal? Absolutely. She should have been there. She was a step slow, probably she was still hurt. The second one, I think she was the first to the ball, put in a little shoulder to shoulder, and Sheriff on Brooklyn went flying like a witch on a broomstick, okay? It was not a penalty by any measure, okay?
Yeah. The referee that was soft as shit.
Yeah, so that it really even shouldn't have been 2-1, you know? It's a soft penalty that shouldn't have counted. And for a team that doesn't like to smile in their player introduction pictures, they want to look hard, they want to look tough. Brooklyn looked soft as hell in that game. They were all over the field. They were always hurt. They were, oh, this, that, the other thing. So I wasn't impressed with Brooklyn. I was less impressed with us, of course, but hey.
Yeah, I guess then it's an onus is on DSB because she should have subbed out Edmonds.
Yeah, you can at the same time absolutely say that it's not all at Edmonds. The second goal shouldn't have been a penalty, but like, yeah, you got to change something. The only thing, and I get it, the only thing we haven't changed formation-wise has been the back line, like the whole season. And it's working. We've conceded among the fewest goals, I think the fewest goals in the league. But if it means giving up a little bit of security in the back line to maybe provide a spark going forward from the back line, maybe somebody like Paige is going to carry the ball where Edmonds wouldn't. You got to think something's going to happen somewhere because what we're doing isn't working. And you can't keep changing the midfield and the attack and have goals not happen. You got to let that solidify the same way you got a little back line solidified. Like the first two games, I was worried about our entire defense, about Hendricks even. And now I realize we've probably got the best center back pairing in the league. We've got Stoudy on the right. Edmonds had an off night against Brooklyn. But like, I do like our back line, but you got to change something else, I think, at a certain point.
You know what? And I just thought of this, so it's not even in my notes. I wonder if the difference is, and we can get to this in a second, but I definitely think there's some NWSL favoritism for Kozol right now. But I also wonder if Orcus is a better leader from the back.
Maybe, and maybe
that's Kozol. Because I feel like I haven't seen Kozol as verbal, but I also haven't had, I don't think I've been in person to a match when Kozol's played.
I don't think she's started a home game yet, actually.
No, yeah, okay. So I'm wondering if maybe, I don't know, just something that came to me, but I've noticed that Orcus yells at them a lot because they need it.
Yeah. Yeah, it is an interesting question too, because like, why is Orcus benched all of a sudden, you know what I mean? It's not like she was playing bad. We thought she was Jesus reincarnated for a while there. Yeah, I don't know if that's the Thorin saying, please play our player, or what it is. I don't know if it's just the fact that I do think Kozol is probably better with her feet. I don't know if that's the big thing there, because they're both good shot stoppers.
No, they are. And I actually asked super producer Eureka to use his giant database of statistics to look it up. And believe it or not, Kozol actually has a higher save percentage.
Yeah.
Out. And I only did three games. I did the last three games that Orcus played and the last three games that Kozol has played to keep it as even and fair as possible. And yeah, Kozal has like a 0.73, if you want to round up, 74% save percentage, where Orcus only has about half.
Yeah. That is the thing too. Yeah, Orcus had that big penalty save. She was kind of a big part of the team before we were really together at all early in the season. But Kozal is, she's facing a lot of shots. I don't know if there are a lot of high percentage shots, but it's still more than you want your goalie to be dealing with.
See, but I feel like we were Orcus was getting shot at so much too.
Yeah, and I don't know if part of that too is we were there in person and seeing it happen.
Yeah.
So I bet Kozal probably does get the start again on Saturday against Lexington. And you know, you can look at stats and you can break down all you want, and it does tell you a lot. But when you see it in person, I think that'll, you know, you see the warm ups, you see the game. I think that'll tell us a little bit more too. So
yeah, which thank God we have a game coming up in person.
Yeah. I missed the Brooklyn game when they were last down here. So it's been like literally 2 months since I've been to a game. But yeah, it's both games too, Spokane and Brooklyn. We won possession 60-40. So no small measure of winning it, but just not doing anything with it, not finding somebody in the box, not making dangerous crosses, not making dangerous runs, no good interplay. It's just passing around and holding until we turn it over and scramble to, you know, prevent a really good chance. So it's frustrating.
Yeah, like I said, I have no idea how you would fix this, honestly, other than like everybody gets a buddy and my God, you stay with your person and you help them, because it just seems like, especially with the front line, it's just, you can't, the chances aren't being finished. So we need, you need the extra person to be there.
Yeah. We're not going to the ball. We're not going to the open space. There's just no, it feels very toothless going forward. There's just no, no point.
Neither team was very good. They just kind of contained us.
Yeah, absolutely. They both went in there with a game plan saying, oh, Tampa Bay's going to hold the ball. Let them do that. Poke it out of the air if you can get it, you know, but they weren't super aggressive, and either were we. That was the problem. If they're going to sit back, we got to do something, and we really did. We're looking for those combinations that aren't there, and it's, I don't know, something's got to change offensively. I'm frustrated, yes. Man. I watch those games, and I'm like, just talking about it now, I'm like, oh, man, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I have to admit, I wasn't looking forward to this show.
Yeah. We have been banging the drum as like big time optimists too. Like, oh, don't worry. But
man, this just, there is no way to sugarcoat this. This sucks.
Sugarcoat it like some candy that you're giving out tonight. No, it sucks. It sucks like a lollipop. I'm trying to use humor to mask the pain.
I understand.
Yeah, so I don't think it's time to panic. I think it's really easy to panic, but like, look, one win and we're back in playoff spot. We're back in third place, you know. So I wouldn't panic yet. I would worry, absolutely, but I wouldn't panic.
No, this is not time to panic. This is like, oh, we're playing like shit.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hope we turn it around.
I think what a lot of it is we did have really big expectations coming in the season because we saw our roster and it's like, wow, that's a good roster. We got some goal scorers. We had international players. And then when the season,
like victim blaming, you're blaming me for having expectations.
I'm blaming the entire fan base. I'm blaming us as a fan base for being excited about soccer. Yeah. No, but like, seriously, that's what it is. We came into this like, oh man, we're going to be really good. And when the season started, we didn't have half those players we were excited to have. And one after the other, basically, they've been trickling in, you know? You get Jay Moore, you get Nielsen, Jasmine Enrique, one of the defenders that we so desperately need, only just finally got into the lineup against Spokane and subbed on in the 88th minute. So, like, now we've got some defensive depth that we never had before. So when Edmund's having an off night, when Hendricks needs a break, I don't know if she ever will, but if anybody needs a break back there, now you've got Paige Almendarez you can put in. You got Jasmine Enrique you can put in. And you know, you got to have that because we are loaded with like attacking minded players if you look at the bench, you know? And so it's difficult to. I remember early in this podcast, early in the season, I was like, look, we got to. It's a young team. They haven't played together. They just got to start gelling. And I'm getting back to that almost because we keep adding pieces in a way that no other team in the league is. You know, nobody else is like, well, we just got, you know, a Danish national teamer showed up on our doorstep. And that happened to us. And I don't care how good they are. They're not going to slot right in. Yeah, Flo Nielsen scored 2 goals in her debut. Shut up. They're not just going to slot into the game and do that all the time. So there's a lot of learning still. We got to gel. You know, fall season's going to be a tougher one for us than anybody else because we had higher expectations than a lot of teams. And we didn't have all the pieces that caused those expectations. That's what I think, you know, trying to keep the light on.
You mean my incredibly sky high expectations of winning the league the very first year were completely unprecedented and not in any way expected?
Yeah. Hey, I think the league had us like winning the league even too.
You're not wrong.
So. It takes time. You can't predict anything.
I know. And like we were saying before the show started, if we looked like this in March, yeah, we're doo-doo. We not good. We're not making playoffs. But we're not there yet.
Yeah, seventh place.
We can remain blissfully optimistic.
Seventh place in early November, late October is bad, obviously, but it's not awful. You know?
Yeah.
Two teams are on nine points.
And for all the people who are like, this means the league's gonna fold. It's not gonna. NWSL did bad too. Like the soccer was not pretty in the beginning.
Yeah. Soccer. Yeah. Soccer's a hard business. Women's soccer especially. I mean, look, fact of the matter is too, I got to give a shout out real quick to a DC Power player actually. Allie Flanagan. For anybody that's like a pessimist on this league for any reason, if it's NWSL tribalism or Brooklyn or DC attendance concerns, like, sure, I get it. But Allie Flanagan up there in DC, 17 years old, still playing high school club ball. She went out there and scored both goals for DC against Lexington after like subbing on. She's a 17-year-old hero, hasn't even started college. That's why we need the Super League. That's why the Super League exists. We're giving these opportunities to players. So it's doing the right thing, you know?
Yes. Absolutely.
All right. Speaking of DC. Yeah. Speaking of DC, who'd they just play? Yeah, we devoted, what, half an hour to lamenting how terrible this past week was for us as fans?
Yeah.
So, Saturday. We returned to Fort Blake for Military Appreciation Night. Whoop-de-doo.
You can buy the world's most olive green shirt ever. With black text. What?
Yeah.
Black text. Why wouldn't you do yellow text?
No, that's not how the military works, Liz. It's got to be
camouflaged. Why not?
It's got to be camouflaged. You got to be able to wear this in a jungle or a desert.
Yeah. There are a lot of jungles and deserts in Florida.
It's a lot of jungles, yeah.
No, we have swamps.
Same thing.
It's not the same thing.
Whatever. Okay. Look, that's for after the show. All right. Okay. Yeah, so, yes, we play Lexington. And if there's anything as, like, a get-right game, it's this game against Lexington.
If we lose this game, I'm going to just be sad. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah. Yes. Screw panicking in March. If we lose to Lexington at home this weekend, panic. I'll say it.
I mean, a little bit, man, because Lexington, like, we beat them.
We beat them, like, 3-0 up there, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was Flo. That was Flo's thing, right?
When no, that was that was DC Flo went off.
Oh, okay, yes, that's right.
Yeah. I think we had 3 different goal scorers that game. Stouty from the right side, and then I don't remember the other two. Should have checked. But the fact of the matter is, Lexington just lost to DC. And, like, we're not afraid of DC, right? We just beat them.
I hope not. Yeah.
We beat DC. We beat Lexington. Lexington lost to DC. So, like, yeah, you can say a lot of things about the Brooklyn game, but that's a good team. We were away. Spokane, a lot of travel. I don't even know if they came back home between Brooklyn and Spokane. And it was cold out there. It was in, like, the 40s. Who wants to be outside for that? You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're not wrong. I did see a lot of the girls were bundled up.
Yeah. The puffy jackets. Like, come on.
I also liked Erica. I think it was Erica Timrak had the little earmuffs on.
Yeah. So, all right. Yeah. So this weekend has got to be a get right game for us.
They get the energy from the home crowd. Yeah. I think it's going to be a good crowd too, because there's no freaking Rowdies game.
Well, there's a playoff game. They're on the road, but.
But they're on the road. That doesn't count. That doesn't count.
Yeah. Show up. You can watch the Rowdies on your phone. Okay.
Yeah. Here. I've done it. Yeah. I have watched NCAA basketball finals during Rowdies games. You can absolutely watch two sports at once.
Yeah. So look, Lexington, Brooklyn and Spokane probably did game plan for us. They were like, this is what Tampa Bay likes to do. Here's how we combat it. I don't know if Lexington is set up to combat what we do. I think Lexington goes out there and plays Lexington ball regardless of anything else. And Lexington ball is like, have you ever like trapped an animal in a corner when it's afraid? And it's just like thrashing around and like trying to scratch it, whatever. That's how Lexington plays. They look terrified all the time. And it works pretty often.
That's brutal.
It does. Hey, watch one of their games and tell me I'm not right though.
Yeah.
They've got
I'm
really
going
good...
to this weekend.
Yeah, exactly. They've got really good players. There's a couple players I do want to shout out, players to watch on Lexington, because they're a fun team to watch. But I'm not going to call them really good, but they're fun. They've got Maddie Parsons, who is probably really good, one of the best strikers in the league right now. She's got three assists. She's got four goals. She can do it at the point. She can do it out wide. She's very creative. She's a big, strong girl. You know, she'd be a pro wrestler if she wasn't a soccer player. So
some of these players definitely have a career as doing roller derby when they're done with soccer. Because dang,
Jamona looks like she could wreck some stuff.
Some of the hip checks, man.
Yeah.
Sorry.
All right. Maddie Parsons up top for Lexington. Player to watch.
Yes.
Center back, Maddie Perez. Different person. Same first name, same last initial. Maddie Perez. She is there. And this is what I'm saying about they have roles, whereas we don't. Parsons is a creative attacker. She's going to make stuff happen wherever. She's going to help or she'll score, you know? Mm-hmm. Perez, she's a set piece specialist. It's what she does. She leads the league in assists with, I want to say, five or six. And Lexington loves to score off of set pieces. It's how they get a lot of their goals. So they got a good, strong, creative attacker. They got a set piece specialist. I also want to shout out Mary Kate McGuire, not just because I love her name, but because she is a tall target forward. Maddie Parsons, Maddie Perez, both going to be looking for her on the end of a long ball. She scored the first goal against DC, just got way up over the top of Susanna Fredericks, the right back for DC, got way up over the top of her and scored. They got good players. The Korean in the midfield, Na Young Shin, she is a midfield destroyer. She leads Lexington in interceptions, in tackles, and in duels won. So she is causing issues out there. She only leaves the field when the referee looks like she's about to like give her a red card. And that's it. So this is it's a fun team to watch that does have an identity, and they play way different than we do. They play with intensity. They play with fury. They want to get out there and they want to cause something to happen. They want chaos. They got a really good coach in Michael Dickey who's making that all happen. They don't have the players on the level of we do, you know, Flo and Jade Moore and Sidney Nicello, but they have a plan that they want to do, and they want to make everybody very uncomfortable, and they're very good at doing that. So it's not a game we take lightly by any means, but it's a game we hate to say this. It's a game we should win.
I'm looking at your notes, and if we're their first clean sheet, there will be tears.
Yeah. Yeah, if this exactly. That's why I really think it's a get right game. This is where we turn this part of the season around. Because they've scored the most goals in the league, Lexington. They've scored 13 goals. We've only scored 8. Yeah.
How is that possible?
They play crazy. They are insane. It's going to be a fun game. They've not only scored the most goals in the league with 13, they've let in the most goals in the league with 20. So they're a glass cannon. Things are happening on the soccer field when you watch Lexington. Like, if you watch those last two Sun games and you thought soccer can be boring and things don't happen, I don't blame you. But if you watch Lexington, you will know that soccer can be very, very exciting. So they play way different than us. They've allowed 20 goals. We've allowed 7 all season. They've scored 13 goals. We've scored 8. If we can punch in a couple goals, get a nice little – I don't even know if we keep a clean sheet anymore at this point, even against Lexington, just the way we're
I don't even care. I just want to win.
We score more goals than they do. And I think we should be able to do that. I think part of that 20 is like they let in 6 goals to Dallas at one point and 3 to us, but still. So that's, you know, we got to look for that. We got to meet them at the point of attack. You know, we can't just sit back and try and possess and work around them because they're too fast for that. They're not going to let us do that. So it's something to worry about, but I think if we can attack one side specifically and get some good crosses and, God forbid, get on the end of a cross, that's when things can get good for us. They got to be low. They got to be driven. We don't have the height or the aerial ability to win those headers like some other teams, but we got to score multiple goals against Lexington. That's what I think.
We need some goals. We need to do that. Add some points. This, please.
Yeah.
That was such a good way. I'm very verbose.
Yeah. Thank you, Liz. That's why you're on the show.
Thank you.
the audio, the predominantly audio medium of podcasting.
Yes.
Yeah. Any other thoughts?
About the predominantly audio media of podcasting, you should like and subscribe and comment and all the things in all the places. Yay. At RVLR Sun FC. I should say what the handle is. That's helpful. At RVLR Sun FC and at RVLR Sports on YouTube.
These are pumpkins. I got one of those.
Pumpkins?
Pumpkins. What are these?
Hey!
It's not a pumpkin in a bag. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Cute.
All right, Liz, you got any thoughts about that Lexington game coming up? You excited to go to it?
Yeah, I'm very excited to go to it. And get loud and just see everybody again. And let's get the nice good feelings going. And then when the good feelings happen, lots of cheering happens. And then the team scores goals. Yay!
That's how soccer work.
Yeah. That's how it better fucking work. And that's our one F word of the show.
You heard it. Right. off the field, we got some other stuff going on, right? Let's get into it.
Yes.
We got a TV deal.
Yes, we're going to be on the local channel. Was it? It's like local channel WD44 or something like that?
That's like a lubricant.
Oh, yes. WD40.
Yeah.
I am very intelligent. Thank you. I have a college degree. Can you imagine?
Channel 4. I don't. I'm dumb. Channel 44, WTOG. Yeah. So, yeah, it's what is that? What network is it? I don't know what network it is, but it's on TV. I think it is. It's the home games through the rest of the fall season, right?
Yes. Yes, yeah. And that's the same channel the Rowdies are on. So if you watch the Rowdies on cable, you can watch the Sun on cable. Very cool. Yeah. We like this. I'm happy because I am hoping that this might drum up some more of that natural curiosity. People just kind of clicking through channels. Some of the folks who just, they don't do streaming yet for whatever reason. Streaming's annoying. It's they don't want to deal with all the apps. They have cable. They like their cable. They're scrolling through and they're like, oh, what is this soccer? Yay, new soccer fan.
Put it on in the bar and then leave and then go to another bar and tell them to put it on and leave. Mm-hmm. Done
just
that
go
before.
Down the strip of
Central Avenue, yeah.
Central.
Like a Johnny Appleseed for women's soccer. So that's good for the team. We did need something like that. It makes it feel a little bit more real too. More eyes on it. We got an open practice coming up Tuesday, November 5th, Election Day. Go vote. So if you can get off to vote, you could just not participate in the scam democracy that we've developed and instead go watch the Tampa Bay Sun play soccer. Or you could do both. You could vote too. But I would love to go to that open practice because I would love to see what we're doing at practice. You know what I mean?
I would love if you voted.
The vote.
Or the internet went poopy again.
Yeah. You good? We got you? Producer Eureka.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah.
He's going to fix it.
He's got it. That's why he's here. Spooky internet.
Spooky internet.
Hosting the machine.
Yes, please go vote. But also, if you want to go to the open practice, it is the same day at 9 a.m. I would also like to go. That would be fun, but I'm not allowed to drive.
Oh, that's right. Because you're a danger to society. For now. Hi.
For now.
Yeah, 9 a.m. Tuesday. Show up. Yell at the team. Tell them to do better. Or congratulate them on the win.
Yeah, the win that's definitely going to happen.
Yeah. Okay. Elsewhere in the Super League, we got an expansion announcement. They didn't say when this is going to happen. It's just whenever the stadium is built, I guess, right? But, Liz, where are we going?
Going to Idaho.
That's right. We're going to Boise.
Boise.
Oh, Boise.
I really, really, really want the name to have something to do with potatoes.
You know it's not. You know it's not.
I know what I want it to. That would just make me laugh really hard. I love a corny name.
Yeah, the Spuds. Yeah, Soccer Players United, Deportivo de Soccer. Spuds.
Yep, love it.
Yeah, so that'll be cool. We don't know when that's going to happen. But Boise eventually.
No idea, but that's an interesting sporting potato reality. I love it.
Sportato. The Boise people are going to
win. It's an interesting market. I was doing some Googling and I'm sure there are people smarter than me who understand it better, but it doesn't look like they have a professional sports team in a major league that's like on cable kind of thing. They have some other smaller leagues that are technically major leagues, but they're more B leagues, kind of like us, which is kind of funny.
Yeah. They got a hockey team, the Steelheads. They got a baseball team, the Hawks.
Yeah. And then there's some kind of, the baseball team has a weird deal with MLB. I was trying to read it on Wikipedia, but it was
really weird lately. Minor league baseball. But yeah, this will be like their Super League Division I. This will be their top level team. I've been wanting Boise in the USL for years, actually. They had a friendly between two Spanish clubs like 9 years ago, and they got 20,000 people out to the game.
Holy shit, really?
Yeah. 20,
I thought you were going to say like 5,000, 6,000, 20,000. Jesus.
Yeah. They're starved for soccer. They don't have a team. And
right.
There's a big Basque population, the Basque region of Spain.
Settled
Idaho for some reason.
Let's give them some soccer.
Yeah. And it'll be really good for Spokane, too. That's like a couple hours away. They'll have a local rival.
Finally.
Yeah. The potatoes are real. Potato real.
No, it's potato real, yeah.
Real potatoes. Yeah. What else we had? You watched the Argentina game, right?
I watched part of it. I watched Naomi Girma get two goals, like her first two goals ever.
No way.
Yeah.
That'd be cool if we could do that.
Yeah. That's about the, that's a much nicer way of saying what I said earlier.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, scoring a goal, yeah, it happens sometimes.
Yeah.
That was...
Yeah, national team looks a little dicey there for Iceland, for sure. And then they came back, of course.
Yeah, they came back really good. Those Iceland games were fun, especially the one in Austin. I had a lot of fun with that game.
Yeah.
They got the Iceland had the one player there right back. She was like from Texas, but moved to Iceland to play soccer and then never left. So that was cute. That was fun. And then the U17, they were rest in peace. They lost last night to North Korea in the semifinal of the World Cup. So it's going to be North Korea versus the winner of tonight's game, the Halloween matchup between Spain and England. The U17 Women's World Cup.
I'm not looking at a bracket. Does that mean we'll play for third place?
Yeah, we'll play Spain or England for third place.
So okay.
They're a fun team. They're good. They lost 1-0 to North Korea, which was neither good nor fun. But I'm a Sun fan. I'm used to that. I don't know. Any closing thoughts about the team?
Put the ball into the net and we'll go effing mental.
Yeah, please. Do a plug real quick, too.
Yeah. Go ahead and shop rblrsports.com. Use promo HeatWave, HEATWAVE. Every time I, like, go into professional mode, you just start laughing.
Yeah, it's weird. Finish it off. Come on.
Okay, get 10% off. I think we just have one shirt for the Sun right now, but it applies to all the shirts in there. There's lots of very cool designs for all your local Tampa Bay sports teams. Make sure you get one. One shirt per goal scored. We don't score goals, though.
We don't score goals. We should, though. That's it. That's our show.
It's funny because Tom is actually a teddy bear.
Anyway, go Sun.
Yeah, go Sun. See you Saturday. Woohoo!
See you guys Saturday. Finally. I miss you guys. I'm gonna cry.
Presentation by RBLR Sports. On your way out of the stadium, please remember to like and subscribe.